Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for inviting me. It's my pleasure to be here. As he says, I'm connected with Welcome Home Skagit. In fact, I'm one of the founding members and also the president, executive director at present. And we were starting to get moving right prior to COVID. And when COVID hit, we weren't allowed to do anything. Fortunately, not only all our members, but our organization survived COVID. And this past year, we geared up and started doing things again. And I don't know if Jim has them available there for you. I gave him a bunch of these cards here that I encourage you to pass out to everybody and make them available. They can scan the QR code right here, take them directly to our website. It's right here on the side. And it shows everything that we're doing and we're trying to actively do. And I got a little presentation here that will show that. But a little bit about me and my wife, Cora. We were almost 12 years homeless. And the words of that song I can really relate to. And we did everything from living in a tent to living in a motorhome and surfing, couch surfing, every aspect. And I personally can understand and not only sympathize, but empathize with those on the street and understand all the perils that take place. And I'll give you some shocking statistics here before I go any further. In the United States, as of the point in time, January this year, there's estimated to be over 500,000 people homeless. And that equates to almost 23,000 here in Washington State, with greater than 1,700 right here in Skagit County. But beyond that, we have this issue called housing instability, which here in Skagit County, they estimate 44,000 individuals this year that are suffering from housing instability. And that equals over 18,000 homes, households. But the homeless, you know, there's 900 estimated right here in the Mount Vernon, Burlington area. And you don't see them all. They can be living in somebody's house. They can be living in a motorhome or a travel trailer. They can be in a tent out in the surrounding areas, or they can be right on the street downtown. So it's a problem. And right now, the first of the month, rents are going up all across the county. And a lot of elders and seniors like myself who are on a low fixed income are facing the possibility of being homeless as well. So it's an ongoing problem. Welcome Home Skagit was created by a group of homeless out of the winter shelter in cooperation with the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Mount Vernon. They, to fill the gaps and to help people that are homeless navigate the myriad of hurdles that they have to go through just to get assistance, to get a hand up, to get in back into a place to call their own. I prefer not calling them homeless. I prefer to call them the unhoused. And I believe that housing is a human right. because all the other things that we do for people in this society, if they don't have a stable housing environment, it doesn't work. Statistics have proven that over the years. It just doesn't work. And we can't have this revolving door system. Our biggest problem here in Skagit County is we need to build more affordable housing for the low-income individuals. We're in a deficit. There hasn't been until recent any built in Skagit County for over a decade. It's just in the past 2 years that they've built anything or in the process of building anything to help. But it's small number, and with the numbers estimated at approximately 6,000 needed immediately, we're behind the curve in Skagit County. So things need to be done, and they need to be done creatively. And that's what we're trying to do with Welcome Home Skagit. We're trying to plug the holes in the dike, as it were. We're trying to come up with creative solutions from a perspective of those that have gone through it rather than those that working a system that has barriers. So we've done quite a bit in the last year. We've established our essential needs and our peer support homeless supportive services program. We've created an overnight safe parking program where people who are sleeping in their cars have the opportunity to have a safe place to where they're not harassed. They're not in fear of being assaulted or any of that. They have a nice, safe place to wake and sleep. And then we're also working right now. We just opened in cooperation with the United First Methodist Church here in Mount Vernon, up by the hospital on East Division, daytime winter shelter. Our hopes are is to extend that daytime winter shelter into a full-time, year-round daytime shelter. We're also working to try and get a full-time overnight shelter where people can get out of the elements year-round. We're also working toward having the ability to provide resources to where the homeless can get on a computer to access the necessary services that they have out there, like DSHS filing, WorkSource filing, any of those type of things where you have to go online to file to get any of the assistance that's available. And we're also looking to bring in different service providers. This is what we're coordinating in the daytime shelter. We're bringing in all the different services, DSHS we haven't got yet, but we've got community actions coming in. We've got the resident clinic from the hospital coming in. We've got the I can't remember what it is, but we're coordinating with all these different agencies to come in to the shelter. So these people are right there. They can access these and services that are available to them instead of them having to be transported all over town. Because most of them, they don't have a means to be ride the bus, or they don't have vehicles to drive around. Some of them don't have friends that can take them. We do provide at a limited number. We do provide bus passes or gas cards. But like I said, that's a limited number. So we found it's much easier if we bring these resource providers into them rather than having to take all these individuals different times. And then we also coordinate to get their medical appointments and everything set up, make sure that they attend those. And Sarah Vogt, who's also on here, she's a very good asset. She's really spearheading the homeless support services program, getting that going and making sure it's going. The only issue that we have is we do not have a means for the growth that we've got. We need volunteers to help with these programs. That's the vital thing. We're a volunteer organization. Hopefully this next year we can start hitting the ground, getting some grant funds to where we can start really paying full-time individuals to like take over and do a lot of stuff that I'm doing as the executive director, and have some different people running things, overseeing or managing things. Because like our day center, we want to have also in there a resource center and vocational training, so we can train individuals, and a thrift store. So we can, part of that training is to be like in the retail market and get them into that so they can enter into the retail market, get them that training. And it's, we got long range goals. Eventually, our longest range goal is to have a community, if you will, to where we have all the facilities. We have transitional housing, tiny homes. We have places for them to park our bees, and eventually have apartments that they can move into, low-income apartments that they can move into. Some say it's real aggressive, but I think we need to be aggressive. I feel that being one of the richest countries on the face of the earth, we really shouldn't have a homeless problem to the severity that we do. But it is what it is. And we've got to work to stem that. We're not going to solve all the homeless problem. There are going to be those that choose to be homeless. The ones we're looking at are the ones that really want to get out of the situation. They're looking for a hand up, and that's what we want to do, is provide a hand up for them instead of a handout. And that's pretty much what I have on that, really short extent.